Prayer for the Sick. Chapter 7. Faith and Works. In praying for the sick, it is essential to have faith, for it is in accordance with the Word of God. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we cannot discard praying for the sick, and we should feel very sad if we could not have the privilege of approaching God, to lay before Him all our weaknesses and our infirmities, to tell the compassionate Savior all about these things, believing that He hears our petitions. Sometimes answers to our prayers come immediately. Sometimes we have to wait patiently and continue earnestly to plead for the things that we need, our cases being illustrated by the case of the importunate solicitor for bread. Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, etc. This lesson means more than we can imagine. We are to keep on asking, even if we do not realize the immediate response to our prayers. I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. We need grace, we need divine enlightenment, that through the Spirit we may know how to ask for such things as we need. If our petitions are indeed by the Lord, they will be answered. Sometimes a testing delay. There are precious promises in the Scriptures to those who wait upon the Lord. We all desire an immediate answer to our prayers and are tempted to become discouraged if our prayer is not immediately answered. Now, my experience has taught me that this is a great mistake. The delay is for our special benefit. We have a chance to see whether our faith is true and sincere or changeable like the waves of the sea. We must bind ourselves upon the altar with the strong cords of faith and love, and let patience have her perfect work. Faith strengthens through continual exercise. This waiting does not mean that because we ask the Lord to heal, there is nothing for us to do. On the contrary, we are to make the very best use of the means which the Lord in His goodness has provided for us in our necessities. I have seen so much of carrying matters to extremes, in praying for the sick, that I have felt that this part of our experience requires much solid, sanctified thinking, lest we shall make movements that we may call faith, but which are really nothing less than presumption. Persons worn down with affliction need to be counseled wisely, that they may move discreetly. And while they place themselves before God to be prayed for that they may be healed, they are not to take the position that methods of restoration to health in accordance with nature's laws are to be neglected. The human agent should have faith and should cooperate with the divine power, using every facility, taking advantage of everything that, according to his intelligence, is beneficial, working in harmony with natural laws. And in doing this he either denies nor hinders faith. Prevailing prayer, O holy time, you are to me a fragrant breeze fresh blown from sea, that grasps my ship from stormy gale, sad, derelict with wounded sail, and tows me gently into shore, then mends the sail to sail once more, that wraps my heart in tender love and thankfulness to him above, and calms the clouds that will arise, then paints a rainbow in the skies, that cools my fevered, aching brow, bids lift my cross as even thou didst journey o'er the thorn-strewn way, but won the resurrection day. While thus Gethsemane I know, prayer tempers all the winds that blow, and bids me at its shrine to kneel, while all life's wounds and sorrows heal. Helen McCullum Johnston.